Warning: this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Views is vapor done right. What does that mean? Well, we sweat the small stuff, so you have a smooth, consistent draw every time. That way you can focus on what matters, like getting back to your podcast. Learn more at views.com. That's V-U-S-E.com.
Underage sale prohibited. Views is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
I've always known that the mainstream media was corrupt, but I've never quite seen this level of corruption. They're covering Kamala Harris at every single turn, and they don't ask her a single question. Luckily, we do have a couple good fighters in Vivek Ramaswamy who went to town on a CNBC panel, which I'll be showing in just a second. But first, Kamala Harris, the gaslighter in chief, just released a new campaign ad. The topic? How tough on immigration she is. Take a look.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked money to stop human traffickers. Kamala Harris prosecuted transnational gang members and got them sentenced to prison. Trump is trying to avoid being sentenced to prison. There's two choices in this election: the one who will fix our broken immigration system, and the one who's trying to stop her.
This is literally the equivalent of if Donald Trump ran an ad saying that he was for universal health care and just banning private insurance, which of course is something that Kamala Harris has said repeatedly. It's no, you know, surprise that Kamala Harris is doing this, since people care about immigration a lot. Again, we should expect that Kamala Harris would do something like this and do something so gaslighty. But what we shouldn't expect, and what's truly crazy about this, is that people believe it. I've said from the very beginning that election interference is very scary. It's not good. Like, obviously nobody wants it, and it is scary because corruption is scary. I don't know if it will happen this time because it hasn't happened yet, but it's certainly something I am concerned about, and I think a lot of people are concerned about it, especially the people that listen to the show. But corruption like this can be weeded out. It can be fixed. You know, we can improve it in America. What is far scarier to me is what is going on right now, which is that a large percentage of Americans believe Kamala Harris will do a better job than Trump on immigration. Like, how is that even possible? And so you do have to ask yourself, is it the polls? Yeah, it could be the polls a little bit, but the polls have been moving in a direction. If they move in a direction, again, we might not know the percentages exactly, but it means that there's momentum behind Kamala Harris. That is what's truly scary. The only other explanation that there could possibly be, and it's very easy to see, so it's not really, this isn't really me theorizing, everybody can see it, is that they believe the media. Which I know sounds crazy to say out loud. Believe me, it is crazy because I think all the people who watch the show, myself included, we don't believe in the media ever. It's so clear when they're lying through their teeth to us. But somehow there's a huge percentage of Americans who are caught up in these lies, even though they're incredibly corrupt and untrustworthy. The media deceives so many Americans. By the way, that's why they're so hell-bent against alternative media sources like X, for instance, which we've seen this weekend as tons of people are trying to shut down the conversation between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Why they're so afraid, I mean, just on its face, why would you be so afraid, like so afraid of just a random guy interviewing Donald Trump? And I say random guy kind of tongue in cheek. I know he's not a random guy, but why does it matter? The only explanation is because they are so terrified, because they love censorship. They know that alternative media destroys their movement completely because, again, they can only compete in a world with their ideas and the craziness that the left and the media is pushing. The only way they can compete is if they're the only voice. That at the end of the day, that's true. And unfortunately, there are enough Americans, as I've been talking about, that actually believe, again, it sounds crazy, believe me, but yes, there are a lot of Americans that actually believe what the media feeds them. Again, we can expect this from Kamala. Like, it shouldn't be surprising. If anyone's out there thinking, wow, I can't believe Kamala gaslit people so hard about immigration, I mean, you should expect it. That's what politicians do. Biden did it over and over again. You were literally gaslit for a year where people were saying, no, Biden is the pinnacle. He's the pinnacle of wisdom and well-spoken man. Like, he's so smart. you were gaslit, and then finally when it was just too apparent for them to lie about it, then they acted like the whole time they always, oh yeah, of course Donald Trump is better than Joe Biden. Joe Biden's senile. And you're like, bro, a week ago you were saying that he was perfectly good. Any case, we shouldn't be surprised about this. But it's much sadder to see that people actually believe her. That's the part that's truly shocking. She's been in charge of the border for 4 years already. It says in the video, by the way, this is really interesting. In that video that I just played, it shows in the video that it says, we will fix the immigration problem. They've been saying for 3 years now that there is no immigration problem. That's why they didn't create any new policy on it. They said there was absolutely no problem. And so Donald Trump's team honestly needs to find the videos of her and Biden saying over and over again that there was no immigration problem. And they need to combine it with this video saying that there clearly is and she's going to fix it. Because suddenly there's a border problem, even though they said it was going great the whole time. And unfortunately, again, we can expect this from the politicians. But what's so disgraceful is the media coverage of her time and time again. Fortunately, it was not all bad news, though, this week, because the media actually made a huge mistake by bringing Vivek Ramaswamy on air, and he demolished them. Vivek Ramaswamy went on CNBC and destroyed the journalist covering Kamala Harris and the economy. Take a look.
And the one I'm really worried about, and this is a group that will appreciate this well, is that tax on unrealized capital gains. This has been in the undercurrent of Democratic policy for a long time.
There's no way. You think they're
going to... Biden and Harris has put this in their budget plans for the last several years, even increasing the number for it.
In their plans?
Well, these are people who are running the country, supposedly, yeah. Right? The president and the vice president of the United States. And so I do think this is a real formula for a market crash, but it's also something that beyond the stock market...
Well, we've never even seen the market sell off on that plan. So if they,
well,
if they
the
really...
the reality is we also have seen polls until very recently that have favored Donald Trump as the unambiguous next president of the United States. So as this gets impounded into the actual possibilities for the market, I think there's going to be an issue, not just for the stock
you
market.
You might see private equity stocks sell off, but I'm not sure Pepsi and Coca-Cola and, you know.
I actually disagree with that, Kelly, especially in the tech sector. You have people sitting on large, long-standing embedded capital gains. And so for people to understand what this means, it means you have to pay taxes on sales that you have not yet made. And even forget the stock market and think about even everyday Americans across this country. That means that if you're a farmer or if you're a small business owner, you will owe taxes with cash you literally do not have in your pocket to pay those taxes.
So I have another clip I want to show, but really quick, I want to speak to this clip just really fast. I love how Vivek goes in on that girl who is clearly just a corrupt liberal shill for the Democrat Party. He just goes in on that girl who tries to say that there's just no way. And liberals do this time and time again where they talk about doing something, they talk about, you know, for this one, for example, they talk over and over again about taxing unrealized gains. And then suddenly, when it comes election time, they're like, no, we never said that. We would never say that. Or people shill for them, like this media person, say, well, they said it, but they didn't really mean it. That's not really what they're saying. It's a policy position. Obviously, look, people, you know, they make jokes. Donald Trump makes jokes all the time. I'm not saying that you have to take people at their face value when they're joking. But there's no joke about taxing unrealized, like, what is funny about taxing unrealized gains? That's just a policy position. Clearly, Kamala Harris wasn't just joking about it. And for some reason, liberals do this time and time again. Taxing unrealized gains has been the socialist method of wanting to tax the rich from the very beginning. Bernie Sanders has talked about this over and over again. And as Vivek said, it would absolutely tank our stock market. It would send us into an intense depression, probably far worse than what we saw in the 30s. And one thing that he didn't talk about and that I think is really important for the Trump campaign to touch on and to use as a cudgel against Kamala Harris is that taxing unrealized gains means that everybody has to pay taxes on the appreciation of their home every year. So obviously, you know, if there are very wealthy people who are having to pay taxes on the gain of owning their business, for instance, we're going to see incredibly big downturns in the stock market, which is going to affect people's retirement, and it's going to have a trickle-down effect. But sometimes it's a little bit hard to explain to people. Sometimes it just seems a little bit more nebulous. It's a little, I don't know. People might hear that and be like, I don't really know if that's true. But what is very true and what is very pertinent to an everyday American is, yeah, if your house appreciates by $40,000 this year, that's income. That is income for you. That, like... whatever the capital gains tax rate for you is, 15%, 20%, you're paying 15 to 20% on something that is not yours. You have no cash. You now have to come up with 15% of, say, $40,000 to pay the IRS. And if you don't have it, maybe you're going to lose your house. That is what, I mean, you hear that and you're like, I cannot vote for that. That is what Kamala Harris has supported up until, I guess, today, because she wants to get elected now. His relentlessness and the knowledge, like, he is knowledgeable and relentless. That is what you need. That is why Vivek Ramaswamy is so powerful, especially when he's talking to journalists who, for some reason, are just so intense on covering Harris. For whatever reason, again, I don't even fully understand the corruption, because there comes a day. I understand that in the short term that these journalists think that they're getting ahead, but there comes a day where you see that their ratings go further down and further down because less and less people trust them. CNBC, I just looked this up right before this. They've lost about a third of their audience in the last 4 years. So again, sure, you can say, ah, they're corrupt, but at some point they're going to lose all of their audience. And so why are they so intent on helping someone that is going to make their life worse? I'm assuming that lady who's a shill for Kamala Harris has some unrealized gains, and she's going to get taxed just as much. As promised, though, here's that second clip from Vivek Ramaswamy where he goes in on Kamala Harris for her position on fracking.
But I want to go back to Kamala Harris's economic policies. The idea that we don't know what her economic vision is, I think, is actually a little bit off the mark, in the sense that we do know what she stood for in the U.S. Senate and as vice president, as a former presidential candidate.
So here's,
and so I do think we have a lot to go on there to talk about.
Though, if she pivots, right, and that's what we keep hearing is she's going to pivot. You're going to see this sort of maybe turn to the center. Maybe, by the way, we're totally wrong, and it's like a complete, you know, lefty thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the case. But then I imagine if she does that, then I imagine you're going to say, as others will, and we talked to Kevin McCarthy, that then she's a flip-flopper. And so what are we supposed to either believe or care about?
Well, let's look at the whispers that you're hearing now. Now, supposedly, she's opposed to a ban on fracking. That's about as ridiculous as saying that Donald Trump is opposed to a border wall. Okay, the idea that this is a person who said it was her words, not mine, that she is absolutely in favor of ending fracking. So much so that as AG in the state of California, she actually sued the Obama administration for granting fracking permits.
So the pivot thing that that journalist is talking about is such crap, because these things are things that Harris has talked about. This wasn't just like 10 years ago that Kamala Harris talked about this. This is like the last 4 years as she's been serving as vice president. So again, people can pivot. I think people should be able to change. I think that's all fine and good. But when she talked about it last year, and she didn't know she was going to be the presidential nominee, and now she is, and she wants to win an election. By the way, she happens to be wanting to win an election where you have to win Pennsylvania, essentially at this point, to win, and there happens to be a lot of fracking in Pennsylvania. Then, oh, I never believed that. That was never true. And again, we can expect this from Kamala Harris. She can say these things. We know she has no principles. But for the media to shill so hard for her is just shocking. Maybe it's not surprising, but it sure shocks me. It makes me angry. She was totally willing, by the way, like on the whole pivot thing, she was willing to upend the filibuster to pass one piece of legislation. She's willing to totally take out this democratic process that we had in the Senate just to put forward the Green New Deal. That's how intense she wanted it. So even if she pivoted away from it for the election, the idea that she's just done with trying to ban fracking, I think, is absolutely crazy when you see the great length that she went to pass the Green Deal, which was legislation that would ban fracking in the United States because of net zero emissions, or whatever the crap you want to call it. Again, we can expect this from Kamala Harris. She is a liberal. She is very progressive. She is radical. But the media should point that out, and they should talk about how she said it time and time again. It's so frustrating to see how they do nothing. Fortunately, Vivek Ramaswamy was there, and he just kept going in and going in. We need more of this from conservatives, especially from the Trump campaign. They need to stop getting into these generals. They get into generals a lot, especially Donald Trump. He needs to go in and keep digging. What is shocking is how the media just defends her, but Donald Trump can expect that, so he just needs to do the job and go in, and if he does, his polls are going to get a huge bounce. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.